And welcome, everybody. We will start with the approval of the minutes from the March 3rd, 2020 meeting. Any comments, questions, additions, subtractions?
I'd move to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
By John Gerberding.
Second.
Second by Bill Phillips.
All right, and then we will do a roll call to approve.
Okay, Bostrom.
Yes.
Gerberding.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Phillips.
Yes.
Treloar.
Yes.
Weber.
Yes.
And Angela's not present, so.
All right, we'll move into the regular agenda items in which we have one, and I'll let you take it away.
The agenda item we have tonight is a preliminary and possibly a final plat for, submitted by Dan Rowe of 2150 Hurley Drive. So this is a plat application for lots 5A and 5B of Hurley subdivision. These lots are within the low density residential housing.
This meeting is being recorded.
Oh, thank you. A low density residential housing zone. Lot 5A is currently the location of an existing single family, and on the plat presented would be about 6.24 acres. Lot 5B would be fronting Hurley Drive, about 0.4 acres, currently undeveloped. So Lot 5B, the main purpose of the plat is it's intended for single family development on Lot 5B. City staff has taken a look at it and has made the following recommendation: that Title 19 requirements for subdivision of land is applied. This includes installation of curb and gutter and sidewalk along the lots shown on the plat. So upon approval of the application, a plan for improvement should be submitted with the building permit application. I believe we've got Dan Rowe on the line and Shannon from Baseline Surveying. I did include, everybody should have a copy of the packet. It includes an overview of the property, as well as just an on-site picture of what we're looking at on the street there. It's just undeveloped on the east side, lacking some curb and gutter all the way going north to Dolan Creek Road. That's going back to the Title 19 requirements. If we went by the ordinance, technically streets, sidewalk, curb and gutter is required, and along with new development. So, and also include as utilities in the area, as well as the preliminary and final plat. So that, everybody should have a copy of that. And like I said, Dan Rowe is on the line. So if Dan, if you'd like to explain what the purpose of the plat is, if you want to clarify anything, I'd ask you to do so right now if you want to.
Yeah, sure, thank you. So we do want to plat a lot out right there. It's close to half an acre. To be honest, we don't plan to put curb and gutter on there. We plan to ask for a variance or something along those lines.
Are you still there, Dan?
I'm not sure if you can hear me. I was getting some feedback.
No, you're broken up, so we can barely hear you.
More than broken up.
This has been my life for 3 weeks now.
Oh, gosh.
And another 3 weeks, and another two.
Is there a phone?
I don't know.
Hey, Shannon, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Maybe you can.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Maybe you can help out with, you know what Dan's wishes are.
Yeah. So basically, the difference between this plat and the last, of course, is we eliminated the one lot. So basically, Dan's looking at platting just the one lot 5B, and then keeping obviously the remainder of that property as his own residence. So, but with this plat, speaking for Dan, and he can verify, I think we're looking at this proposed plat without hoping to get a variance on the major street improvements that would have to, that were being required on Hurley Drive.
But as far as what we have in front of us, it's a plat, or we're not being asked to look at the variance right now?
No.
That would come through as a separate deal.
Okay.
Correct, correct.
Before we could issue a building permit for that lot 5B,
right,
he would have to ask for variance to the street improvements, and that would come before us here.
And his plans at this point are no development, so he's saying, why should I do all of that when I don't plan to do it?
I think his plans are for development on that lot.
But just one lot.
Just the one lot, but prior to the building permit, he'll ask, once the plat, once the plat, if approved,
right,
then prior to the building permit, he'll have to ask for the variance to the curb and gutter or major street improvements.
Yep.
So staff is recommending approval with the requirement, I guess it's not even a requirement, it's just code that prior to the subdivision improvements be put in unless a variance is granted.
Exactly.
Okay. Are there any other questions or discussion?
Is this, just curiosity, is how much of, is this in any of the floodplains or floodways or anything?
Yes, a portion of it is.
A portion. That, is that
not,
what I'm seeing on the platter?
Not lot.
Not
5B.
Not 5B
though.
No.
Yeah, there's a lot.
That's what that designation on the plat is. That's the floodplain. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's all right. I'm good. Thank you. It's a decent sized lot.
And now, just to clarify, that would be for both lots 5A and 5B, for to have street and gutter improvements?
Yeah, you'd have to ask for variance consensus for both of them.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So that everyone knows, I spoke very briefly with Dan about this, and hopefully we'll be able to speak a little more. The intent would be that if the Markov property, which is to the south of here, gets developed, that we would like the regional bike trail to actually move up through here. He's been open to that, and so that's something we're gonna have to look at, and the possibility would be that these lots could be joined into that TIF district to help pay for those improvements then.
Oh, okay.
There is a property in between that we still need to
address.
Yeah, well, yeah, find a way to cross it with that property owner, and so that's what we're working on now.
Is that, what's this green, the green line on this photo? Is that
sewer?
Oh, that's sewer.
That's sewer line, yeah.
Oh, sewer line. Good. I guess I would move to approve this proposed conditions.
We have a motion to approve
by John Gerberding.
I'll second.
And a second by Cody Weber.
All those in favor, we'll do a roll call.
Okay. Bostrom?
Aye.
Gerberding?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Phillips?
Yes.
Treloar?
Yes.
Weber?
Yes.
And Wilkerson is not present. So the motion passes.
Do we have any other items to discuss?
I don't think any members of the public are online.
Other than Dan.
Somewhere in limbo.
Then I'll look for a motion to adjourn.
I'll move. Motion. Second.
Thank you.
We need a roll call to adjourn. All right. Good. All right. Meeting's adjourned.
All right. Thanks, everybody. So just.
Thanks.
What's the foreseeable future? Are we having people come in doing much for me? This is just curiosity.
Yes. It's noticeably different than what it was looking like 4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. But I imagine.
Yeah, I mean, there's still activity and stuff like that.
Oh, good.
So now if this lasts for, you know, 6 more weeks.
At least, maybe.
You know, that'll be interesting. But the calls that I was on today, it seems like on a national level, overall cases and everything else seem like they've, it's been several days now that have been actually quite good, that it doesn't seem like it's growing. Now that could be an anomaly.
That's an anomaly.
It doesn't necessarily mean, but.
I have a very good connection to that information. This is, it's just not here yet, it's coming.
Oh, in South Dakota, yeah, but it's a.
It's gonna, this is gonna go through the country like a wave. This is exactly how it's going to go. And it's, the numbers aren't gonna change all that much. You're gonna have such a percentage, it's gonna happen. There's, you know, all we can do is flatten that curve, and that's really what, and that's happening. It's, I think it's happening here already.
Oh, absolutely.
But.
It was that we all got together in this room.
Hey, we could've called it.
And then someone coughed.
So, if you guys are on your way out, I'll walk you through, and you can be in front of the first public to see the new offices.
Yeah, actually.
As you walk on out, if you'd like.
That's why I'm here, I wanted to see.
My tax dollars are working.
That's right. Bill, have you noticed anything in the real estate market?